Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Guillermo Estella of AG Technology Group. And we're discussing his experience with Matos Santos Commercial and integrating the software, putting things up to date there. So that was about a six-year?
It was a five-year process.
And what happened there? I mean, when you think back, the next movement, the next transition, what happened?
It was kind of a letdown at that moment. But there were some external consultants suggested to outsource the IT services, and so they decided to just let go my now partner, at that moment was my co-worker, and myself, and try to, to build an outsourcing.
There were two really in IT at that.
There were two, basically my partner was on the coding and programming and program development, whereas I was in charge of all that has to do with the infrastructure, communications and hardware and the warehouse and different areas that has to do with hardware. Not basically, I was not coding, but I do understood the programs though. He was in charge of coding. He was in charge of the development of the programs. They gave us a fair amount of time to just it's like
they brought both of you into the office and said, we are going to outsource IT. You are no longer going to be an employee of the company.
Yeah, 3 months. Yeah. 3 months. You have 3 months to put your affairs in order.
it's like when you have cancer.
You're in the death row.
Tough moment. Could you say that's one of the worst moments that in terms of saying what?
Yeah. It was. Yeah. I will tell you that was. It was very, because my first daughter was...
Your heart went down to your feet, then it went up to your head, and then it went to your...
but my daughter was born in October, the year before, and this meeting was in January, so imagine,
Four or five months
later, and it was kind of tough. It was Friday, they usually do that on those days.
This was what, like 2000?
2001.
One, yeah.
It was 2002. Basically, 2001.
The economy wasn't as robust as back in the early 90s.
No, things were coming. Not yet, but they were coming. And yeah. I won't say that this is Monday quarterbacking, but it was, it was coming. It's the internet bubble, and then in 2004 the housing bubble and those stuff. But but they were beginning to come, basically. That weekend I just got down and just began has this kind of epiphanies, and I told on Monday I went to my coworker office and told him, listen, why don't we give the service? Why should we know the system, we build it, we can be the ones that are there, and
it can be outsourced to us. We won't be employees.
We will just build a company and do this, and because the prospect of looking for a job is kind of, oh man, oh again, no, just resumes and stuff, and wait and beg and stuff. No. And it was kind of interesting. We built this, let us do that.
What was his look on his face when he said, let's set up a company?
Because he wanted to do that.
Oh yeah, he was.
We would discuss this. Before that, we will, this coffee break discussions, and when things were not going well, let's think, what about money? What we can do? We can do build. I want my own company and stuff. Yeah. There was all this kind of daydreaming,
right,
regarding having a company. So it was not a surprise in that sense, but at that moment we decided to build a company, and just he was going to get in charge of developing the sales automation software, which was a kind of software that we bought different version from different people, and none of them were giving us the results that we're looking for. So all the problems that we saw in the software, in those software, we decided to try to solve it in ours, which we did, but later on. So we decided to do that and just
make... So if I understand, I mean, you decided to be the outsourcer, but not only to handle what was happening, but to do something in addition. You were going to start developing your own software because the
purchase ones. My idea was, service-wise, we can find two or three service companies outsourced to make outsourcing of their system administration, and that will give us the money to concentrate in developing the software that we want to develop. We have a meeting with Microsoft, and obviously, oh, you can do this in such a file, and you will have these old tools, which wasn't really exactly true. You know, things and tools that we needed to develop and just were not as fast as needed. So it took longer, but in the end, we were able to finish the product and have some customers, and they were happy about it. But it also evolved into something else.
Okay. Well, tell us what was the program that you developed? I mean,
this is a sales automation service software that it's something that, for instance, a salesperson with a notebook or a smartphone will take orders and will handle his daily task on the phone and just transmit that into the headquarters. So when the orders would be directly inserted into the headquarters system, so it can be processed faster and with less error regarding, you know, sending up a paper, a fax, and you receive that and you input it into your terminal. No, it will just go directly to the... Now it's almost an ubiquitous kind of software. But basically what it does is basically tells the manager where the salesperson is.
And, where he's located at any given time. He said, "You're now in Aguadilla, in such and such a place."
And you need, basically that's one of the points. But the other thing is, when you need to give some kind of service to a certain place, when you got in, when you got out, which were the goals? How do you achieve those goals? Did you collect? If you have, some service people don't collect, but if you have to collect, the software allows you to collect money from the, if you deposit the money and send all that information back, so you can report that from your system, and just see, a picture of how the day closed at that same moment.
And that person doesn't have to go to the office at all?
Not necessarily, no. Basically, that allows you to just work from outside the office. Obviously, they come to the office for a weekly meeting, but that's the process. You have someone in charge of, let's say, Cabo Rojo, Mayagüez area, and he will send his orders. And you can also, the software allows you to just plan for him, tell him, okay, you will visit this and this place, because they call me, and I just send that route to him, so when tomorrow or each day he will route or plan the route for a week, a month, a year, whatever that he has to visit.
Right.
Also for what is called merchandising, the guys that you see from companies putting the products in the different places in the supermarkets. So, okay, that software allows you, okay, you have to visit this place, and you will do this, and this, and you can take an order. It's a very, very complex.
So you developed that program, the software program, within Mato Santos for Mato Santos, and it was...
No. We bought other people's programs for Mato Santos.
Okay.
Before we just got out. When we bought those programs, we found that there were some areas that were lacking certain functionalities or certain solutions for our problems. So the idea was when we left Mato Santos.
No, but I know. I mean, once you go out on your own and you develop the software program, was it put into the Mato Santos system?
No, because Mato Santos was in the need of a software. And it was timing, basically. We were not able to develop that in such a short time. They needed, 3 months. In 3 months, you cannot develop a good software.
Right.
Something I learned later on, but the other thing is, they were, I was already proposing a software that I saw, and I just, recommended that these guys to come over here. Basically, I didn't sell the sales software, but we sold another developments that we have, like the delivery tracking system. It's exactly like the sales server, but this delivery tracking allows, instead of the like UPS and FedEx has this little thing that you signed.
Right.
But
right.
instead of that, your trucker has a, your delivery man has a route, and he has to in all the invoices are on electronic, so the one who received the invoice will sign that, and you send that back, and you already have all the information. As now, are you just? It can give you information how are you just entregando, how your route is going on, how things are on. If you have a delay in certain places, in your business, there are certain customers that need that you have to be able to deliver at such and such time between this, because if not, you're screwed. You cannot. You have to go back.
Right.
So that allows you to just see and plan the route in a better, more efficient way, and. Basically, it was that was one of the outcrops of the software. You know, the software, we began working only with sales automation, but then for that we needed to build a good foundation, and that foundation is so good that it just made three different things for the software: warehouse management, delivery tracking, purchasing, and sales. It's almost it evolved into being a very operation management software, basically for the wholesale and other. We can tweak for other kind of industries, but that's what we got into.
Okay,
it was just grew into that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. I'm with Guillermo Estella of AG Technology Group. We'll be right back after the break.